This is a question which can be answered differently, but I'll choose a shortcut to an answer where we shall avoid unnecessary meandering into logic and this and that. Sink into yourself and get a reference from your soul and the wisdom Allah has granted you. What do you think should have been? Allah's scheme of things is this, that He has been sending His messengers all over the world. Why should and how can He give birth to a son? Can you believe it, honestly?
It's difficult.
Isn't it? Yes. So this is, there you are. It's the human nature which is the best touchstone of these things. If anything is against the human nature, and you believe it because your forefathers used to believe, then there will be no end of strife and struggle and debate, and you simply won't be able to find the truth. Because Hindus are born, again like you, with the belief that Allah is not one and two or two or three. He is innumerable. Even His snake, even His tree, any form can be taken by Allah and was taken by Allah, so there was not one Allah, so many of them. And they believe it. But when you try to wake their conscience and tell them to apply these beliefs to their own conscience, then the answer would be exactly as you have given, if they are honest about it. So, but if we don't apply this, then why shouldn't their belief be accepted and why should the belief of the Christians be accepted? What is the difference? They were also born with this belief. Christians are also born with this belief. So what superiority the belief of the Christian has over the non-Christians? Similarly, you have your own African beliefs. Why to go outside Africa? Why to go outside Ghana? There are so many beliefs with which people of Ghana are born today, and they go on believing in them. So they have a priority over Christian beliefs because they are as strange as the Christian belief to begin with. And because you can believe in odd things once, why not twice? And then go to your own country. Why to believe in a person belonging to some other country? If you must believe in oddities, believe in the oddities of your own country. So the best way out is this, that just sink into yourself. Give reference to your soul and your wisdom with which Allah has given you birth. And imagine what it should be and what could be. The only answer would be the answer which is given by Islam, that there is one creator, one power on earth, because everywhere the phenomena of nature seems to coincide with each other. It runs on in parallel lines, never comes into clash with another phenomena. And the whole universe seems to have one single strength, that is the one God. And that God is as invisible as the waves and many other forms of energy are today. They are here, but they are invisible to us. For example, you here in this room at this time, there are so many TV stations active, and there are pictures in some form in this air which we are breathing, and there are radio stations. So many voices, dances going on and things and chats and discussions and political fights. Everything is here in this room, isn't it? Try a radio or a television, immediately you'll know they were here all the time. And unless I referred to them, you had absolutely no idea that they existed besides you. We thought it's only we who are here and nothing else can be here. So, that is God, invisible, but even more invisible than these things. An energy, a force which we don't conceive of because we cannot reach it. But He is there because of His creation. We know Him through His works, through His interference in human life, through His planning. and through his listening to our prayers and so many things. So that thing, that great force of nature, which is the origin of everything, how can he conceive or give birth to a boy in compliance with, in together with a woman's help? Can you conceive that? And it's something, yes, it is very difficult. Something of that God broke apart and entered the uterus of a woman. If that did not happen, that thing cannot be called his son. If something broke apart from God and entered into the uterus, then the God became imperfect. So there is no God left. Only a son is left, perhaps, if he survives without his father. So if you analyze things, you can reach the truth. And the wisdom of man is quite enough to direct him properly. So the only truth is that which is mentioned, which was mentioned by Christ himself, not by Saint Paul. And he is known to have said repeatedly that he is just a man, an ordinary person. He is not even pious. He says, he alone is pious, my father. And we know in Bible that the word father was used as a way, by way of endearment. The word child was used by way of endearment. And Isaac is mentioned in Bible as the firstborn of God. You read the Bible and you see firstborn. And there the Christians say, no, that is just metaphorical, that is symbolic. But in case of Christ, it is not metaphorical. Why? What is the distinction? He is the firstborn, so he should be, he has the first right to being called the Son of God. So look at it from any angle. It is all wrong. In fact, Christianity of latter days went on inventing these things. Every prophet, if not every prophet, many a prophet before Christ were raised beyond the status they had. So Krishna was turned into a god. So Buddha was turned into a god. So many other prophets were ordinary human beings, humble servants of God. They have been turned into gods by other people. So either believe in all these gods or abandon the whole idea as just unacceptable to human nature. That is my message to you.
So how do I ask for guidance?
Yes, my answer would be that as Ghana is accepting Ahmadiyyat in large numbers now, and there is, with the grace of Allah, very rapid growth now in Ghana. So you be one of us and begin praying to Allah as we do, in the most simplest of manners, and seek Allah's love and He will show mercy upon you. That is the simple nature of Allah's message through Islam. Accept it.
Thank you.